This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here at GNG.com, because these days, simple is just what you need. And Kumho Tire, proud partner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, joins us as he does each and every Friday. And it's always good to talk with the Hawks CEO. There's a lot of stuff going on. Steve, first of all, can you believe, look, we got preseason football tonight, man. Falcons in action down at Mercedes-Benz. Football season's back.
Yeah, I watched two preseason games last night, so something's terribly, terribly wrong with me.
I tell you what, they were entertaining, though, Steve. I mean, part of it when you got, it's the argument of letting your starters get risk an injury or get them out there and watch Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow look like they haven't skipped a beat.
Yeah, that was interesting. They hadn't played in years in preseason, and they haven't won their first couple of games. And so the coach, give them credit, they swapped the plan, and they were playing, and I think, what did Burrow go, 9 for 10? Some ridiculous, ridiculous, but hell of a quarterback.
He is, and we hope we have a hell of a quarterback in Michael Penix, who's not playing tonight, but we'll get plenty of time to hopefully see him and his development. Let's talk a little bit about the Hawks. Mike and I brought this up yesterday on the show, Steve, and we were talking about the reports. I think Mark Spears from ESPN said he saw Trey or talked to him, I think, at the finals, and he was frustrated that he is yet to be offered a extension. And we have not spoken with Trey, so this is third party. We're just taking it from Mark, who does a terrific job of covering the league. We don't know if he's frustrated, but that was what was implied. What would be your answer to if, in fact, that is true about Trey and his feelings right now about where this is with the Hawks?
Well, if he talked to him at the finals, that was in June, and last time I looked at the calendar, it's now August. So I'm not even sure why this is any news, candidly.
All right. But if he's looking at other guys, now again, he's cryptic. That trade can be cryptic, Steve. He was looking at Micah Parsons' contract situation, and basically, it's almost, one could say, passively aggressively extolling the same argument for what his situation is with the Hawks.
Trey's under contract this year, and he controls a player option next year for $49 million. So I don't think it's really akin to Micah Parsons, who's out of contract.
Right.
But again, obviously we're not going to talk about rumors or negotiate in the press or any of these kind of things. But, I know that, Trey's been in Atlanta multiple times and seems very happy. So, and something from June kind of makes me scratch my head and wonder.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, joining us, guys. Something I have to ask you, because I was having this conversation with a couple of NBA guys. Are dynasties over? Are dynasties over in the NBA? We just saw a young Oklahoma City team win it, which was great from the standpoint of any market size can win the championship. We've seen that. But they're not going to run off 4 or 5 or something crazy that maybe we've seen in years past with whether it's the Lakers or the Celtics or, even Golden State's run. Do you think those days are done?
I think they're going to be challenged. I truly do. There was, in fact, I actually saw an article this week in ESPN who asked if dynasties were over. And I think, you know, you have two things. You look at Boston, and I think all of us in 2004, the summer of 04, looked at each other and said, wow, Brown and Tatum, you know, and Porzingis and White, these guys are a dynasty. And now 2 years later, half the team's gone. $300 million in salaries gone. So, I don't know. I'd love to find out in Atlanta.
Right.
Us too.
Well, I mean, as we said, hope springs eternal, and this is a year where we feel that this is going to be a different kind of season, where we're in the playoffs, not the play-in, and just a matter now of, I guess, there'll be some benchmarks, and then we can hopefully maybe even make some more moves at the trade deadline if things are going like we expect them to be.
Yeah, and we will announce our schedule next Thursday around 3 o'clock, and been working on that, and really excited about what's going to unveil from the schedule. And you know, it's going to be fun to get the season started. I kind of wish it was October already.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Season unveil next week, guys, as Steve Kuhn is talking about. Hawks fans, make sure you get your updates and stay up on that so you can find out what the season is as far as the home schedule and all the games are going to look like. Hey, as we talk about football, I want to ask you about the Dawgs. We know you hosted Kirby last year. You talked to us about that at the game, and you know, he said he didn't come to a lot of games. I think, did you tell us that was his first game at the Hawks?
Yes.
Last year? Yeah, so I'm just curious, what are you thinking about the Dawgs? They are not number one. It's University of Texas coming in, you know, to start the season, but Texas has to come to Athens this year. What are you thinking about the Dawgs, man?
I'm excited that we're not number one. I'm excited that we're getting underestimated. But, I mean, let's be honest, there are questions at the most important position. And
right.
So we've got to see. And, you know, we do get Texas at home and Alabama at home. I think Alabama's another one who's being underestimated. You got to love all the chatter about Arch Manning going pro, and he's only played like 22 snaps.
Right.
You know, so I think there's a lot of inexperienced quarterbacks, Bama, Texas, us. Not lack of name brand quarterbacks, but inexperienced quarterbacks. And in college football, you know, don't sleep on Florida. They do have a very good quarterback.
Right. Talking about his health, that's the big concern. That's the thing, Steve. It's kind of funny to see Georgia, with the money that they rake in for the football, you know, for the athletic department, the football program, being the plucky underdogs with these Carl's Texas, like Pac-Man, just gobbling people up. I mean, do you see this as, I mean, I think we all want the answer at the end of the day. Is it sustainable? And do you think we'll see some real change or just more of these Band-Aids like this House NCAA decision for the time being?
The problem is, who's in charge? Is it the conference chiefs? Is it the NCAA? Is it the government? And with all three of them making rules pretty much simultaneously, I think it kind of becomes self-evident that we have something here that we all love, we're all passionate about. By the way, Netflix new series about the SEC, pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for sports to come back.
Wish Georgia was in it, though. Unfortunately, Georgia did not participate in it this year.
Yeah. You think Kirby Smart wants a bunch of cameras filming everything
he
does?
No, not even close.
That's probably the lock of the decade right there.
Right, right.
Yeah, it is good. It is good, though. We talked to the producer, Steve, down at SEC Media Days. It's the same guy. Or at least one of them.
Box to Box. They're really good.
Yeah, they produced the F1 series on Netflix.
Drive to Survive. Right, right.
And he was,
hey,
he was
the old TV
guy
is coming out now.
Yeah, but it was he talked about, because I asked him the same question about the access, and he said for the schools that participated, we got full access. We got to do everything we wanted to do. And if you've not had a chance to see it's really good.
We went to Brian Kelly's cocktail party in episode one.
Sure did. Yeah, Mike, have you seen any of this, by the way?
Yes, we're just talking about this off the air. It's funny because, you know, I always said, Stephen, I get why Kirby doesn't want to do it, and that's his prerogative, and when you're a back-to-back national championship coach, you get that. I just think it shows you the warts and all. You know, if you've got a deficiency, if there's an issue, if there's a personality conflict, we've seen it on Hard Knocks. That's the thing now. Some of it's lost some luster because teams want that final say, even though they try to maintain autonomy. You feel like the show gets monkeyed around with. It's not as raw as maybe it once was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I ought to be clear. I think Kirby said no to this year at the late date that they approached versus no to all time, because the one thing that it is, it's pretty great advertising for the university and its revenue that you need an NIL. So
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you saw Georgia, Alabama, if the show is a rating success, because that's what drives it.
No, yeah. Because remember, when the Drive to Survive started, the biggest teams, Mercedes and Ferrari, weren't on board. To Steve's point, and they realized they're missing out. And even a team that's successful is leaving dollars on the table.
It's, you know, a lot of people want to see if it works before it happens. In the NFL, they can assign you. In fact, Buffalo didn't want to be on Hard Knocks, but they have the right to assign it to you. So,
Steve,
let's go get a damn snack. One of the great lines of all time.
I want to double down on our conversation we had last week, because it was just hitting the news, and then the official announcement came with the ESPN NFL deal.
Yep.
Roger Goodell came out this week and said, you know, they're going to potentially maybe use the red zone. They have the ability to do it for college. I thought that was very interesting. But he also talked about the competition, you know, and they were saying, like, it's Apple and Google and Amazon. It's not other, you know, networks and things of that nature that are their competition. I just feel like at some point, first of all, my question to you is, why do you think they gave up? Because there have been rumors out there about why they gave up the network, right? NFL Network, and allowing ESPN to, now they have an equity stake, obviously, but giving up control of that. What was the reason behind that? And then ultimately, what do you see the goal being here? ESPN doing what?
Well, a couple of things. For ESPN, it was all about the games, baby. They picked up games when, you know, those deals aren't going to be reopened for years. And the games that they picked up have high, high value. For the NFL, it's pretty simple. We've talked about it many times on our program. That, notice it's our program.
It is.
It's that cable television is a melting ice cube. So the NFL, who has a lot of things to do and a lot of priorities, didn't want to be in the business of running and managing. I mean, this is a deal 5.5 years in the making. It was not. And now ESPN's creating something that's going to be really interesting, because if you subscribe to cable or satellite, you're going to get this for no incremental charge. If you've never been a cable customer and you're just a sports fan, you're going to be able to buy it, let's call it a la carte, for $30.
Right.
But what they're going to be able to have on there is a couple of things that will make them a lot of money. First is incremental games. Second of all, ESPN's fantasy football and the NFL's fantasy football are merging into one company that ESPN will control. And that is a huge amount of data, a huge amount of people, and a very nice business for them. And then anything in the NFL, I mean, look, all of us last night watched preseason football on the NFL Network.
Right.
Now we'll be watching it on more games on ESPN. And guess what? We'll be watching.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And again, the NFL's got a 10% stake of ESPN now.
Right. So if ESPN makes $2 billion a year, they'll get a nice $200 million dividend, and the value will go up. And it aligns them with a company in Disney that is probably the most powerful company in family entertainment in the world, or the history of entertainment.
Right.
So it's a good move for the NFL, and it's all about getting more games, more windows, more content. So Jimmy Pitaro and Bob Iger made a great deal, and I'm excited as a football fan. As far as other red zones, you know, we've had them before. ESPN had the goal line whip around, but they didn't have all the conferences, you know, and they don't have them now. And NBA has had it on NBA TV. So we'll see. I do think there'll be more extensions of that, especially when digitally you can have almost an infinite number of things and streams on the internet.
And just real quick, Steve, because you were ahead of a network with ESPN and the NFL together, you know, in cahoots, Dan Patrick was saying, you know, how is there any objectivity as far as, you know, as a journalist, how do you cover this?
Journalist.
Don Van Atta, who writes for ESPN, said, oh, we've got objectivity. Really? I mean, it's, you're in bed together. How are you going to have a story?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Who are you the official broadcaster of?
The Atlanta Hawks.
And?
We talk a lot of ish about the Atlanta Hawks.
And?
And you, but you're
the
a
Atlanta
cool.
Atlanta Falcons. And are you in bed together? Have you ever held back a damn thing on Mike?
No, but then again, this isn't.
Then why would ESPN? If Mike Bell doesn't hold back, why would ESPN?
But this isn't a zillion-billion-dollar deal, with all due respect to our current partners, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've heard the journalists carping. You know, ESPN makes its money in entertainment. The E stands for Entertainment and Sports Network. You know, so I hear it, and I read everything Don Van Natta writes, and a lot of their guys are great. But at the end of the day, let's focus on the core.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not the crust. Right. And we'll see. We'll see.
Good stuff. Steve Koonin, appreciate you. Have a great weekend. And we will look for the schedule release next week. We're going to have something to talk about when you come back on the show, certainly from a Hawks perspective.
Yeah, maybe we do something next Thursday and talk it through.
Yeah, because it's going to be fun.
Before.
No, it's a good point. We'll do that.
Day-Day's going to be. We're in bed together. Come on.
In cahoots.
We're in cahoots, listeners.
All good, man. Take care, Steve.
All right. Everybody be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.